When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and it's 8:11 for the record. I don't know why lately I've just been saying the time when I start.
Okay.
Just so they know where we're at. You know, it's nighttime. And I'm in here with somebody who I've known actually for a long time. We met in a very peculiar manner, which we can get into. And she's certainly had a turbulent life story, though. I guess we can get into. Jessie Taylor is finally on No Jumper, formally.
Oh my God, hello.
How you feeling?
Oh my God. There's a lot going through my head just from the past few days, but I'm feeling very positive and optimistic, and I'm really happy that I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
We're giving voice to Jessie Taylor. Wait, what? Okay. Well, all right. Let's go all the way back just to start.
Okay.
I remember you because we were doing a live stream and listening to people's music.
Yeah.
And a woman by the name of, I think it was Lava Girls, right?
Oh my God.
Why do I remember this? Your name is Lava Girls.
You were the only one. Yeah. So like that was like, cause I had like the pink hair at the time, and like with the rapping and stuff, I look back and I'm like, you know, I discovered rap like really late in my life,
okay,
like eighth grade. Uh-huh. So like I was really into it.
Still relatively early.
Yeah.
Like 14. I mean, it's not that late.
Yeah. But like I was not allowed to do a lot of stuff growing up, not a lot of like listen to a lot of stuff unless if it was like country music and like rock and roll. So like, you know, I went on my phone and I typed in Nicki Minaj and Drake, and I just liked it a lot over the years. And then as I got older, I'm like, I can't listen to like all these curse words. Like I'm just like, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I'm like completely sober since like 2021.
Okay, we can get to all that. But okay, just for the record though, the story that I thought was hilarious at that time was that you said you were a stripper and you were basically like paying us to play your music with the money you had made stripping, which I loved that idea. I thought that was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And so then I started to see you at like parties. I have a memory of seeing you at the old FaZe house.
Yeah, I remember. I totally remember you and Lena.
Yep.
And we have like a Snapchat together.
And I was like, that's the girl from the stream. I'm like, that's Lava Girls. And then you just had this, and that was like before Dr. Phil.
Was like literally like I had just moved to LA and I was dancing, and I was actually living in Houston, even though I'm from Clearwater, like Florida. I was living in Houston and I was dancing, and B Dave was the one that told me, because I'd known B Dave since I was 14. We used to like party together in high school.
And you're from Florida, right?
From Clearwater, yeah.
Okay, so I mean, Florida breeds special people.
Yeah.
Do you credit you being a little turbulent to the Florida thing a little bit?
I would say so, because like I grew up like a lot, like me and my cousins, like we're like all one in the same, all like really wild. And you know, my dad's like Italian, and my dad's like very like New York, New Jersey's from Jersey. And like I just grew up like kind of really like hectic. Like my dad, like we grew up with pit bulls, like guns everywhere, like security cameras everywhere, like safes in my room at night, like just really, really crazy. Like my dad, I love my dad. My dad's like my best friend. We've had a past, but like I never had daddy issues. I always had mommy issues. So like
your mom was the f***ed up one?
Yeah, my mom used to like beat me up a lot. So
really?
I did a lot of therapy to not cry anymore over this, but she like shamed me for my weight, telling me I'm going to be fat like everyone else in my mom's family. And my dad was always there for me. My dad was the one that like got me out of everything. And my dad was my best friend. And, you know, I grew up in like a $3 million house. And
so they were doing pretty well for themselves.
Well, yeah. So basically when my dad wasn't home, my mom would like abuse me. So like when I would write like help me on like my window, oh, it's hard for me to talk about. Like all I had was like a guitar, a notebook, and I would be locked in my room all day until my dad came home. And my mom would just like bring me into the closet and like beat me up.
Oh,
like every day, like consistently for like kind of a long time.
And did your dad know?
No, he still like doesn't believe it till this day. Like my ex-boyfriend tried to tell him, and he has like, he won't accept it. And my mom like always said, like, you're a horrible singer. You cannot sing. You're very fat. You know, like always everything I did was really horrible. And then like in high school, she stopped like beating me. Like she stopped touching me. Like I would say like middle school came, she stopped touching me. And then high school, we moved to another house. And I was like waking up every day, get the fuck up, get up, get up. Pulling my hair sometimes, get up, get on the scale. 123, I want you to be 125. And I was 125, she wanted me to be 123. You need to lose 2 more pounds. Drop me off at the gym for 6 hours that day.
Seriously?
And then I like literally started working full time. I was cut off financially at 13. And even though my parents had millions and millions of dollars, which people don't know from me, my parents cut me off at 13 because they were cut off at 13. So they were like, oh, like your brothers, like they can't handle themselves. Like you're like a strong woman. Like you need to go out there and like work.
Cut off? Like what the hell does a 13-year-old do? I mean, you can't work even legally time. Work, right?
Well, I was because my dad knew someone that owned a restaurant. I worked at a Captain's Pizza. I worked at Surf Style full time. So like I was going to school and then I'd like fall asleep in class. Like,
but they had to know that was very out of the ordinary, right? That the average kid, your parents cut you off at like 18, maybe even 13, later, yeah. Right?
So like, and then I started like stealing from Sephora when I was like 14 because like I wanted really nice stuff. And then just, you know, my mom was just really, really mean to me for no reason. And I think it has to do because my dad, like, you know, divorced her and like, you know, my dad cheated on her with a 15-year-old and my dad was 32. And he's still with that girl today. She does not like me. She'd always start up with me, actually, and always try to attack me and tell my dad, like, to go beat me up and stuff. So then, like, in high school, like, my dad would, like, punch me in the face and beat me up because, and then she would record it.
Because you were beefing with his teenage girlfriend?
Well, she was 23 at the time. By then,
oh, okay.
Like, 25 or something. Like, she was in her, like, early mid-20s. But, like, she got a boob job because my boobs are bigger than hers when I was in eighth grade.
She told you that?
Yeah, like, she's like, oh, like, you're no longer the one with big boobs. Like, you're so ugly. Because I applied at Hooters when I was 15. She was like, you're so ugly. Like, Hooters would never hire you.
You can,
like,
work at Hooters when you're 15?
Yeah, in Florida. And it was, like, walking distance from my house. And, like, I go to a thing called Dianetics now. And
you're a Scientologist.
Yes.
Oh,
and
no.
This is the reason why I don't cry anymore, because I do a lot of therapy there. And
there's other forms of therapy.
I went to them. And
can I guide
work.
You out of this? Because it's all bad.
But honestly, I'm fine. Like, nothing happens to me there. Like, I'm treated very, very well. I'm not like, I don't go every single day, but like,
it's when you try to leave that they get you.
I don't think I'm going to leave.
How much money are you giving them for these courses and the auditing and
not a lot, to be honest.
Really?
They've given a lot of stuff to me, like sometimes for free and stuff. So they really care and stuff. So, but that's why I'm not bursting out here and crying anymore, is because I had to turn to that when I turned to that, like the beginning of 2023, because I was by then like 2 years sober. And I just would always cry about like my mom and stuff. I couldn't like let go of it. And then I discovered that and I just stopped crying. Like, I don't sit in my closet and lock myself up and cry. My mom hasn't like talked to me. Like, she's talked to me when I was on Dr. Phil, and she talked to me when I bought my house. And
saying what? In
like, hey,
instance.
Like, I would like to come back around. So like, you know, like she would just do like really messed up things to me. Like when my uncle died when I was like 19, she like called me. I was like living in Atlanta and dancing. And she was like, I had my own apartment, like everything ready to go. I was like 20, I think. And then she's like, you need to move back right now. You need to be there for your mother. And like, she wasn't really in my life. And I was like, oh my God, my mom needs me. So I gave up my whole place in Atlanta and I like got everything in my car and I drove back to her house. And she's like, oh, it worked.
And then nothing.
And then I was like homeless.
What?
So like my mom, like I don't have a relationship with her. I have a relationship with my dad. We're very close. And he knows about like Scientology. He knows about everything that's going on in my life. He knows that I'm pregnant, which he does not support because that guy is very evil.
Who's the guy?
His
Smoke
name is.
Herb?
Thank you
Death
for
Star.
That laugh.
Sorry.
No, his name is. But I met him because I used to date Big Head. So when I was over Big Head's house, you know, he lived with Big Head. And then a couple years later, he hit me up and was like, oh, you're so pretty. We started dating. And it was like a planned pregnancy.
Okay.
And then I have not gone to Dianetics for this yet, but a little bit. About 5 days ago, he FaceTimed me with a black girl having sex with her. And I introduced them together.
I'm sorry. What? Who is it?
Just some random
And girl. You introduced her to him. Yeah. Why'd you say a black girl? Why can't you say a girl?
I mean, I'm trying to describe her. Like she's a 30-year-old alcoholic. Okay.
I don't blame you because you're painting the picture for me. It's just like kind of fucking funny.
And he FaceTimed me and I'm 3 months pregnant and he like breaks up with me and I already met everyone at that he works at. Like, you know, like we're in a really serious relationship. I know we're going from subject to subject, but
wait
like,
a minute. So he FaceTimes you while having sex with her. Was he hitting you with like this?
No, like he was on top
like
of her
this?
And yeah, like that. Basically.
Really? Jesus Christ.
Like 6 days ago. So my voice is gone. I've been like screaming and crying. He has my stuff at his place in Ventura. And like after this, I have to go like call the police and do like the keep the peace and like get my stuff. He like hates me. He like says, I'm never going to be in your baby's life. And he like, for no reason, like just to bully me. And like, you know, he told the girl, we'll just call him the girl, that like he only got with me because I own a house.
Uh-huh.
I bought my house $236,000 in cash in Tennessee.
So he was
and
in need
apparently,
of a spot.
Yeah, he was like, I guess he like agreed to like, you know, because I was like, oh, like, you know, I'm about to be 26, which I am in 3 days. I would like to have a baby soon. This was like this year. He was like, okay, like we can have a baby. And then he's like, oh, well, I thought like, you know, maybe she like put her house for rent and like move back to LA and like get me a spot. I'm like, are you joking? Like, cause I live in Tennessee now. And like, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I come out here for like work and stuff, but like to record like studio and stuff. And like,
okay, I'm with you on the parental abuse thing for sure. Yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah. I don't talk about this. Like
but
I try
just,
not to, but
is there an extent to which you feel like maybe it's not just chaos following you. Maybe you're the chaotic one.
I do think when I was a teenager, I was a really bad teenager.
Uh-huh.
Like I would bring like alcohol, like water bottles. I was like real life euphoria as like a teenager, but I was like a virgin until I was like older, until I was like 18.
Well, some of them on Euphoria are virgins at certain points, right?
Yeah, but like I just like I would like party like I would say like, oh, guys at like my high school are like ugly. I need to go talk to guys at college. And like I had a fake ID and I'd go to like clubs and stuff. So I put my mom through hell. But that was later. Like,
so you were acting out sexually, is it fair to say?
Not sexually, but like partying and I was drinking. So like I don't drink at all. I haven't drank since I was like 15.
I don't think you should drink.
Yeah, I haven't drank since I was like 15. I used to like throw up on the street and like, you know, after work, like I used to work at this place called Surf Style. Like I would work my shifts and tell my cousins, hey, come to my dad's beach house. And we'd like walk around the beach, like talk to people and I would drink and like throw up and like it was just, yeah.
So, okay. You're in high school and then you just move to Atlanta and become a stripper?
No, like when I was like 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I was 20.
So you're out of high school for
I
a little bit.
I was out of high school.
You graduated.
Yeah, I graduated, yeah.
And so what?
I graduated a year early.
I'm just saying acting out sexually, like I said before.
It feels college, like that. Because
you're hanging out with all these older dudes and what else are they doing?
So like basically I was very scared to do anything in high school, but then I went to Mississippi State University for college and that was before I was dancing. I got arrested and that's a whole other story.
You were just getting blackout drunk and wilding?
No, attempted murder. But
what? Who did you attempt to murder?
Well, it got dropped down to like another charge, but it was facing 18 years.
What were you doing? You ran down on an op?
No, I did. I like allegedly they said that I burned somebody's skin off with bleach.
An acid attack.
I guess. I mean,
I
wasn't there. I did not do that.
How did they manage to charge you with it then?
I have no idea, but I'm, you know.
What the acid attack?
I shouldn't be laughing. It's really bad.
What
but
were the circumstances that led to this?
So I, you know, it's over and done with, but allegedly they said, you know, it was like my roommate at Mississippi State and, you know, they said I put toilet bleach in her shampoo.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
How I burned her skin off.
And that did
but
happen
allegedly,
to her?
It did happen.
What happens if I dump bleach on my head and use it like shampoo? Like I've never even thought about this. Does it just burn through your skin?
Okay, so the tea is that like, I shouldn't even be saying that word. The situation was I brought this guy over to my dorm and she walked in on me with the guy and she's like really like overweight, like very jealous, ugly girl. And some stuff went down and then she like accused me of this. Her dad was a lawyer, but I didn't do it. It's not true. And
she made it up.
Yeah, she made it up.
Why would she make it up?
I mean, you know, that's what no comment. But
you're saying that she put it in her own shampoo bottle and burned herself?
Allegedly, that happened out of nowhere. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Jesus Christ.
But that's why that's not why I dropped out. I actually didn't get kicked out of school for that. My parents were like, you're a woman and you shouldn't be in school anymore. So
you're a woman.
You're a woman.
They didn't think it was right for a girl to be in
college?
Yeah,
so like I owed like $27,000 in debt from like one semester. I still owe like a couple thousand or whatever. Uh-huh. But like, yeah, that's why I didn't graduate. But no, I got off like scotch-free with that. So.
With the acid attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
That I allegedly did.
Well, you should like move to Iran. They do that kind of shit all the time. I'm pretty sure that's like a regular part of their lives.
Well, my mom is from Iraq.
Really? Yeah.
So maybe she put the wrong Iraqi.
They always got some good acid attack stories in the yeah. news out there and okay.
I was really crazy a long time ago.
So that was the end of you being in college, and then you moved to Atlanta to be a stripper.
Yes.
Who put you onto that?
So I was actually doing Snapchat Premium back in the day. Remember when like I had my own like little website, like Jesse Store or whatever, and I saved up money from that. I bought a car and
I think because like Lena was the first person I knew who had a private Snapchat. Yeah. And then when I realized you had one, which was maybe like a year or two later, I remember thinking like, oh, everybody is going to have. But then it became OnlyFans and it became like easy.
I think it was me, Lena, and Riley were the first people to have those websites. And I was making, I'm not joking, $900 to $1,700 a day, which was huge. Mm. Like for me, that's even kind of hard to make on OnlyFans now because like it was very not saturated. Now everyone and their mother is on OnlyFans, like from Denise Richards and her daughter, you know. It's just, it's so saturated now, mm-hmm. but it was so easy to make money. So the dancing came because I was driving my car and I parked and this girl that was like my age, she got out of a brand new Mercedes Benz. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go follow this girl. And I was like, hey, so like, how'd you get that Mercedes Benz? How old are you? She's like, oh, I'm 20. I was like, me too. And then she's like, oh, I work right here. And I didn't realize I parked in front of a strip club because it was on like a downtown strip.
Uh-huh.
So then I was like, oh, I need to be a stripper. So then that's how it kind of started.
Okay. And did you like being in that environment? How was it stripping?
I actually did like it. It was cool. Like I made a lot of friends and stuff like that.
You get a lot of attention.
Mostly like, I mean, yeah, but like, it was just like a job to me. I really liked like hang out with like girls and stuff like that. You know, it was kind of like a cool environment.
Sisterhood.
I guess. Sisterhood.
Yeah. In Atlanta, it's like all black strippers too, probably, right?
Well, the one I was at was more white, but I was only in Atlanta for like maybe like 9 months. And then I moved to Houston and then I moved to like Mississippi again because I was like bored and wanted to be with my friends. And then I moved. Somebody said, hey, you should go to Atlanta. And I went to Atlanta and I was working when I was 21. I was working 11 a.m. to 5 a.m. and I would get 4 hours of sleep and I had no hot water in my crib.
Doing what?
Dancing.
Oh, what the fuck? Why would you be working such insane hours?
That was the shifts. So like
every girl was working that long?
No, I was making like at least $1,000 a day.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, like I'm 21, like I'm hot, like, you know, might as well just do it. And I was the type up until this year, like I would stay up all night. I really had a hard time with sleeping. So like I did not mind like staying up all night and just like making all this money.
Mm.
So I was like I really pushed myself, but I enjoyed it because like it gave me something to do. And then B-Dave called me and was like, hey, because I used to like hang out with B-Dave in high school. He's like, I'm at 1600 Vine because I used to live at 1600. You should come move in. I was like, B-Dave, like, I'm dancing. Like, you need to, like, leave. Like, what are you talking about? You need to, like, leave me alone. I'm making hella money in Houston.
And 1600 Vine was, like, all the TikTokers or the Vine kids, right?
Yeah,
wasn't
that's
it?
Where, yeah, so that's where he was living. And then I moved in, and it was me and Swaggerman and B-Dave. And then I guess, like, B-Dave was, like, an alcoholic at the time. And me and him got into it over, like, him being, like, drunk and stuff like that. And then it was just, like, me, Swaggerman, his sister, and this guy, Gilbert. And, like, we all lived together and made content and stuff. And then that's when the streaming stuff happened with Ice and Sam.
How'd you meet them?
So
Ice Poseidon and Sam Pepper.
So I was part of this thing called CX Network.
Yes.
And it was like obviously like a whole network, but
how did you hit them up or like how'd you get involved?
So I saw Sam at a party And I started cursing him out over something that he had said about me. I guess I said something about his friend or something. And so I went up to Sam and I was like cursing him out. And at the time it was like a Halloween party and I was dressed as a stripper because I didn't know what to wear. So then I started cursing him out. He's like, hey, so do you want to be on a stream? Like, I think you'd be really good for this. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, what? Like, I would never do stuff like that. And then he's like, no, like, you should come. And then I started streaming with them. They started, like, I ended up being, like, one of the main people.
They just recognized that you were going to be some good content.
Yeah. You
were gonna keep
and I didn't even know it at the time. I was, you know, you knew me when I was, like, 21. I'm 26 in 3 days. So, right. Oh, my God, it's been a while. So, like, I would always say what's on my mind. I didn't care. Like when I was 21, I didn't care what people thought about me. I'd say what's on my mind. I'd get in fights. Like I did not care if I made enemies. Like I was just me. Like I was unapologetically me.
And but now, were you really being you or were you wilding out for content and because you knew that it would make you go viral?
No, I was literally being me like crazy.
This is just a forum where you being yourself, you didn't have to hold back. Because when you're stripping and shit, you can't just be like fighting people all the time, right?
Yeah, I wasn't fighting anyone at the club. It was, I was like at like parties in LA. Like influencers would like try me for, you know, whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You know, now I'm the winner, so they can kindly go.
Why would an influencer want to try you? It's like, it seems like everybody else is always getting the blame. Yeah. Whereas I feel like you might quite often be the problem.
Well, no,
right?
Cause like, I remember there was this one time, like I was talking to this guy and I didn't realize that he had like an ex-girlfriend or something. And she was there. And like one of the influencers tried to step in and say, what are you doing talking to this guy? I was like, I didn't know that his ex-girlfriend was like right there. Like I don't stalk these people's lives, you know, but just like little stuff like that. It was like nothing like, it was like kind of like incidents where it was like wrong place, wrong time, I guess. But like, yeah, like that I look back at that time, like the streaming time and all that. And I just didn't have a filter. And now like as somebody that's older now, you know, about to be a mother, like I carry myself very different. My priorities very different too.
It's crazy because that time period that you're talking about with Ice Poseidon, like I'm kind of always thinking about that lately because Aiden Ross and Neon and all these people are going crazy with the IRL streaming. And I look at Ice as kind of like the first person.
The pioneer.
Well, he did start it. Yeah, he started out doing Pokemon Go and then he just got rid of the Pokemon Go. And he was just IRL streaming. And it's like now all these other people are taking it to these new heights. But that was just like a very influential time.
And it was really
period. Raw
and authentic. Like the stuff that we were doing, like there was this like one fight with this like homeless guy. I remember. And like somebody started like lighting a port, like a torch. You can see it on YouTube. And I just go all off and stuff like that. Like I just like I look back and I can't even believe that's me.
It was a weird time period because Ice was just like walking around LA making all this content. Yeah. And then meanwhile, I'm in the back of this bike shop on Melrose making as much content as I can. And I remember always thinking like, fuck, maybe I should just be walking around with a fucking camera.
I don't know why you didn't. But you were making YouTube
vlogs. We did a little
vlogs.
Bit, but I was just, I was like at the
like
store all the time.
And stuff like that.
Right. So when did you start kicking with rappers? Was Perp your first love?
I look back and I'm like, I don't even think I liked him that much.
You were both in really similar toxic. States in your life, right?
Yeah. And just like, both so doing drugs. He was like, no, I got on drugs. I think after him,
cause oh, really?
I was so hurt, I believe. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you remember Diego. He's passed now.
Which one?
Volumes, Diego.
Oh,
that was my really good friend.
Yeah.
He introduced us.
He was on the podcast back in the day. I don't even think I knew he died. What the fuck?
Yeah. That's it's crazy. Really sad. He
Young Yogi, right?
No, that's his brother.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And
sorry.
He has a brother. But, you know, Diego was such a good person. Like, he, like, one of the best people I've met. And
okay.
He introduced us, and I went to his, like, old crib, and he was very like arrogant and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, like I would like to leave. Like, I don't like the way that this guy's treating me. And he's like, no, don't leave. And then we did like some like ritual stuff in the bathroom. He's like, would you like to come downstairs with me? And I was like 22. And he was like, yeah, sure. I was like, okay. Cause like I was gonna leave. And then he's like in the bathroom and he's like, you need to make me promises and let's hold hands and do like.
What the fuck?
Like just really weird stuff and like paintings of naked woman on his wall. And like, it was just like, and then like we made out for like 3 hours.
Wow.
nothing more. Like really, like, I mean, a little bit, but like, we didn't even have sex. And then I was like, oh, like, you know, I think I'm a little nervous to do this. And he was really nervous. He's like, oh, we should just wait till we get married.
Yeah. Said no dude ever.
The smoke perp. And I mean, he was really nice when I first met him. He was like, how do I not know you? We're both from the same place. Like, we're both from South Florida. We all know the same people. Like, how do I not know who you are? He truly had no idea who I was. Even with all my old Instagram, he had no idea who I was. Uh-huh. And it just kind of started from there. Like, and then I got like the matching tattoo with him. I was the original Krishan Rock. Oh, remember? Yeah. And like, it was his idea. And he was like, to prove to me your loyalty, if you ever want to speak to me again, like.
He would make all his girls get tattoos, right?
Yeah, now they all have tattoos.
I heard somebody saying that. Yeah, I guess it was probably you.
I was the first girl to get a tattoo with him, but now all the other girls.
When did you stop hanging out with Perp?
So COVID happened and he was scared to leave his house. And I broke up with him over the phone at Trippy Red's house with Kay Suave right next to me.
Why'd you do that? Why?
Well, Kay, like, Smoke Perp kept talking about, like, Perp kept talking about, oh, I'm scared to leave my house. I'm like, dude, you're like 5 minutes on the road. I said, yo, like, at the time I was like a savage. I was like, yo, which I'm not like this now. I'm a very loyal girl now. But at the time I didn't care. Like, I was like, yo, like, tell me right now, like, are you going to hang out with me? Or am I going to go do stuff with D Savage and K Suave, like, right here, right now? And he's like, you're not going to. And I said, watch me. And then we took the picture and everything happened.
So did you actually get double teamed by them that night? I remember that.
No.
I remember freaking out like, holy shit, she is the wildest
dad,
bitch
ever. Dad, I'm sorry.
Ever.
Dad, my dad is watching this. Dad, I'm sorry. This happened when I was 22.
They took pictures next to you and just were talking about.
Well, like me and Kay Suave were like consistently together. Okay. I didn't know who D Savage was at all. I found out after. But
did that change how you thought about it or what?
He was just like really quiet. He wasn't really like, he was super nice. He was just a really quiet kid.
But you didn't bang either of them?
I did.
Oh,
the
all
same
of them?
Night. Both of them.
Oh, okay. But not at the same
time? No. So like they don't do stuff like that. No. So
really?
It was like,
damn.
Yeah. So.
Couldn't have been me. These rappers are so homophobic. Just fuck girls with your friends,
like,
dude.
Like, it would be gay if we did it together. So like, but like I was already like, I'm not going to say that F word. You know, I try not to curse anymore, but I was already like sleeping with Kay Suave, like consistently at that, like after that. And then he broke up with me because I was addicted to lean and cocaine.
And now he's Krishan's new boo.
I know, it's crazy, but he's actually a really good guy. Like, I understand why he like ended things with me. And you know, I really don't date black guys. I'll just put that there. I
you
really
are
don't.
Crazy. What the fuck? Why not?
He is like, I just.
Why have a rule for yourself?
Just like, no, just because like I can't relate sometimes, but Kay Suave acted like very similar to me.
But you
maybe
know there's all
we
kinds
have, like,
of different black guys, right?
Yeah, but Kay Suave is very similar to me. Like we have the same birthday. So like I thought like he acts like. He's like the boy. I would always say he's like the boy version of me. And I always
That does not make me think that he's doing too great. That makes you think his life might be
a
little bit of a mess.
A long time ago, like how wild he was, like how wild I was, but like.
Right. Well, a guy could live your lifestyle and be like
the man, but I'm like the hoe. So yeah, but like, I remember when that happened, like, you know, Trippy posted it to a story and everyone, it was kind of like going around. And like people from my high school started reaching out and I was like, oh my God. Like,
I was hyped. I thought it was so sick.
I didn't even like, it just, it like those pictures and those videos that I have, like it was just like, it was just happening. Like it wasn't planned. It was,
you were fucked up. It seemed like the kind of thing you might do while you were fucked up.
Yeah. Like I would wake up every day and do stuff like coke.
Okay. So you're just using coke to get through the day.
Well, I was addicted to lean too.
How are you even getting lean?
Drug dealers. I was
paying top dollar for lean. Where the fuck are you getting all this money?
I was getting ripped off. Well, OnlyFans. Yeah.
Lean's an expensive habit.
OnlyFans. Jesse Ray Taylor.
So the lean man was getting rich off your OnlyFans. Wow.
But I didn't want to quit lean. Like somebody stole my lean and that's why I quit lean.
Because you just all of a sudden took an L?
Yeah.
How many pints did they get you for?
Like only like three lines they got me for.
God. It's like fucking a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. And I'm glad because I look back and I've been sober since January 1st, 2021.
Yeah, lean is the best, but it also
lean is
the
really
worst.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like out of all the drugs I did, lean was my favorite. And I wasn't doing it to be cool. It actually be, and I was on Xanax actually before
also
that.
Also the best, but the worst. Yeah.
I like, but I think out of all of them, edibles is worse than anything. Like
really?
I've done edibles. I think that's worse than anything I've
ever
done.
Edibles will have you on your ass, but they're not like addictive in the same way.
Like I was doing, like I would have a bakery delivered to my house full of edibles and I'd eat like two or three.
How many milligrams are we talking?
Like 3,000 a day.
Damn, that is an extreme dosage.
I'm looking at myself now and I can't even believe that it's the same me. Like I am transformed. Like.
So, okay. Were you really done with Smoke Perp when you FaceTimed him from the Trippy Red gangbang scene?
Yes.
Okay.
We were actually done. I broke up with him. Okay. So we were done after that.
You were dating for real?
We were dating for real. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was just, but he denied it to everyone. I don't know if you remember, but he kept saying, that's not my girl. That's not my, you know what? And I actually was dating him, but he denied it to everyone. And, you know, I felt very hurt because I liked this guy a lot. But when I look back as like, you know, 26 now in 3 days, I'm like, that wasn't love. Like, you know,
I mean, it's kind of like the academic Selena Powell thing where it's like a guy mm-hmm. will have like a crazy ass hoe and they really like hanging out with her yeah. and they are kind of almost want to date her. But they also like.
Yeah.
Know that it's not a good look and then they're going to get made fun of for it. So they kind of keep them on the ropes. Like I've seen this dynamic a million times.
So I think, you know, the past me, I get it. Like I get why like these guys didn't like want to go public with me and admit it. Like I am such a different person now. Like I went to a psychologist, you know, I did the Dianetics and stuff. I even went to therapy, which was a scam, by the way. I paid all this money for therapy. Came nothing out of it. Like nothing.
Church of Scientology, very against therapy.
Yeah. So, but this one worked for me. And like, I grew up in Clearwater, so it wasn't like weird. Like I'd go to like the winter wonderlands and stuff and mm-hmm. whatever. I don't believe in God. So I just feel like too much bad stuff has happened for me to like believe in God. So that's why I also turned to that. But
so once
I can't believe you know what Dianetics is. Mm-hmm. I thought that'd go like right through your
read
head.
Read some books. I watched some docs. Yeah. But okay. Yeah. So you, the Smoke Perp thing's over, then what do you do? What's going on in your life at that time? Just doing OnlyFans?
Just drugs.
Oh, drugs. Okay.
And like wanting to rap and stuff. And I got turned down by 6 record labels for being white.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, you're really good for being white. They're like, you're really good, but like, you're a white girl. Like, well, we can't make money from you. Look at Jaden Alexis now. So times have changed. This was 2020. Like,
she's,
you know,
white-ish, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what she is. I'm just physically seeing that, but like,
she's sort of like black presenting regardless of her race, you know? She just like gives off an urban vibe.
Maybe I'm too like, you know, you see the way I talk. Maybe I was like, I think the reason that I was so like kind of lit on Instagram at the time, I was like a train wreck that you couldn't look away from. Like something was happening all the time. And
that's for sure part of my interest in you. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, damn, there's some crazy stuff happening over here. But at that time, I didn't really have that much appreciation for that in the old days of the show.
Yeah.
I didn't really like think like, oh, I could just put this crazy person on the podcast and people will fucking love it.
Yeah.
Whereas that makes a lot more sense to me now.
But now,
not saying you're crazy right
now. I mean,
now,
no, I definitely
past,
was
sure,
crazy yeah. and drugs contributed a lot to that.
For sure.
And I've been sober since January 1st, 2021. And it was my decision because I overdosed almost and I almost
doing
died.
What?
Xanax, like a fake Xanax. I did a fake Xanax on purpose.
Who did?
Me.
You took a fake Xan on purpose. Where did you
like,
get it from?
Like I'm pretty sure it was like pressed a little bit.
Right.
I used to sell. Oh. I used to be a drug dealer in Tampa.
Okay.
Nobody knows this.
And how much were you moving?
$3,000 a week.
Okay.
Just in like weed and carts and all that stuff. But
carts?
Yeah, I was doing carts.
The carts are going crazy out there.
The carts were going crazy.
Really?
Yeah. And I
just
never
weed
talked
and carts,
about this
no
ever.
You weren't selling Zans and Coke
so
and
I
shit?
Quit dancing and I became a, like the biggest like female drug dealer in Tampa in like 2021.
Making $3,000 a week doesn't sound like the biggest drug dealer.
Well,
maybe street,
no, in Clearwater.
Street level.
Like in Clearwater.
Okay.
Like it's a small place. I shouldn't say Tampa and St. Pete because those are very different.
Okay.
Like in my city, like in Clearwater, like, you know, in my little city. But I was making more than the guys that my dealer was selling to. And my dealer now is like getting married to my cousin.
Okay. Because
I introduced them. So, yeah, I would just like kind of like selling because I didn't want to dance anymore. Like I was still making money from OnlyFans, but I was just like really bored. Like I would just, I lived a very like wild life. And I would say since 2022, I've been like just really like straight edge and very different. And I think one day I just woke up and I was like, I don't like this life that I'm living. I don't appreciate like these guys fucking me over and like, you know, causing problems with my family because of like what I'm doing. And
how did things end with Ice Poseidon and that whole streaming era of your life?
I don't think it like ever formally ended. You know what I'm saying? I think one day it just stopped. Mm. Like, I don't think it ever like formally ended.
Right.
I wasn't told that anything was ending. It just like, I guess one day, like, I guess Ice moved to Austin, Texas. Right.
So yeah, I think that's what FBI really caused it. Sting and all that shit.
Yeah, I remember that. So
pretty dramatic end to that whole part of his life.
Yeah, and if people don't know what I'm talking about, like, it was very crazy. And I never had a conversation with Ice Poseidon off camera, ever.
I remember hearing that basically, like, hackers, fans, trolls, et cetera, like, hacked his computer, put child porn on his computer, and then
I'm sure
had the FBI called, and they found it. I never really got confirmation if that was true, because that is some wicked, evil villain shit.
I can't confirm. I can't deny. I don't know what's... I've never heard of that till now.
That's, like, the craziest fucking concept I've ever heard.
I'm sure it's, like, you know, it's crazy stuff like that's happened, because the community, and I still have the community, like, follow me and stuff like that.
In a toxic way or in a positive
way? More positive way. Now that like I actually like, you know, after all that craziness, I did TikTok and everything got really positive. I have almost 600,000 on TikTok. Uh-huh. I haven't posted a prank in like 10 months, but I became number one for comedy. I always knew that I was funny. But
I was always seeing you do these man on the street videos and I was just like, what the fuck? She's just going to do everything. She's just going to always just keep like, popping up. You're like a reoccurring character in my life. I just keep kind of like running into you on social media.
Like my, I think like social media has been like very like roller coaster, but I pulled away from it because I really just wanted to focus on music. I've been in music school since 2021. So I've been like consistently doing vocal lessons and really getting my voice ready and practicing and that's really just been, and then I rescue dogs on the side now. Really? So like I work at like a dog, I volunteer at like a dog rescue when they need me and stuff. Uh-huh. So like, I just like, I'm really into dogs. I'm really into like just a different life. Like I live in Tennessee now. I bought my house and I think like everything has just been really different, but in a great way. It's very boring.
Right.
I'm not like with rappers and, you know, doing all this crazy stuff that I would do in LA. But I'm glad because
it's... So you've just been working on the music and then doing OnlyFans?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
What do you even do on OnlyFans?
I do enough.
Yeah? You got guys that you work with?
No.
Nothing like that?
No, just like more like solo. Okay. Like boobs or ass.
And they're into it. The guys are turned up over this.
They're hella turned up, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Oh, you said you don't like black guys, so...
I don't. What? Sorry.
Where did that come from? You have a phobia or something?
No. I just, like... I usually, like, date, like, Hispanic guys, or I date, like... Yeah, mostly just, like, Hispanic or, like, white guys, or, like... Like, my baby daddy is, like, Filipino and Italian, so, like... Uh-huh. I just kind of, like... I mean, I do, like, some black guys, but, like, K-Suave type, if that makes sense, you know?
What's different about him?
He just like, I don't know, like he's really attractive, I would say. Like
unlike all other black men apparently.
No, there are some black guys that are attractive. Okay.
But you're saying that he's attractive because he's not like other black guys?
Like, he's not like let's like put them in like
what, darker skin?
No, it just come on. You know what I'm saying? Like
he's big bodied.
Big body, yeah. Okay. But you know
so
what?
Hot, right? Actually I shouldn't say that. He won't do an interview again.
That?
Another rapper. You're out the scene. You don't know.
I have not listened to rap music since 2020.
Why? You just have bad memories?
No, I just don't like the cursing. Ever since I got sober, I just don't like the cursing. I like it's not like I hate rap music. I just don't like hearing explicit things anymore. I like hearing stuff that will like really move me and stuff. And I when I say like the black eye stuff, that doesn't make me racist. I just have a preference, you know, because people like to pin that like, you know, on everyone nowadays. I mean, it's crazy. You know,
what,
you
can't even everybody say, getting called racist?
Yeah, for no reason.
Yeah, but you're kind of pushing the limits right there. But just acting like all black guys are unattractive, right?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm really not.
I know you're not like explicitly saying that, but you're coming pretty close.
Okay, well, there is some really good looking guys out there that are people of color. So
Idris Elba.
Who?
He's an actor.
Oh, I don't know.
He gets voted like hottest man in the world.
Well, I
or
saw
some
that
shit.
You met Air Thugger. Like, he's very attractive.
Also very light skinned.
Well, I like his face.
Yeah, his light skin ass face. But yeah, he's definitely one of the best looking male porn stars. I'll give it to him.
Yeah, like the guys that you got for like the Lena show that were black, they're very attractive.
Crip Mac? Does Crip Mac have a chance?
No, I'm sorry.
He could take you to the 55th Street alley.
What is that?
It's basically an alley where a bunch of gang members beat the shit out of other gang members to initiate them into
real?
The gang. I mean, yeah, he talks about it all the time. Yeah.
Why? Are you serious?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, actually, they beat the shit out of people who want to join the gang.
That want
That's
to
where
join
they,
the gang. So it's like the initiation. Like, you want to join? Let's,
exactly.
Let's fight.
Yes.
But, like, yeah, so. But yeah, like, what are, okay.
We're talking about racism.
My baby daddy. Yeah. I guess we'll talk about that.
Why are you're so hung up on this guy? I feel bad
because,
for him.
Because, like.
Even though you're kind of making him sound like a piece of shit, but you kind of
is.
Do that about a lot of people.
But, like, I really, like, I feel like if this was, like, a normal relationship, I really wouldn't care as much that he went and cheated. I would just, okay, on to the next, like, bye. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, like, we were in a, like, a committed relationship and, like, we have a baby on the way. Mm. Like, I begged him, please, like, please stay around. And he won't and stuff like that. So it's just, like, he was, like, an actor because, like, if you even ask, like, Big Head or you ask, like, any of these people, like, it's like, oh, my God, he's, like, the nicest guy in the world. And that's what I thought about him until, like, I started learning more stuff about him that he denied in the past. And our initial one fight. So the reason that all of this kind of turned really bad, we had one bad fight. When I found out I was pregnant, I was like, hey, like, what do you want the gender of the child to be? I was like, I'd really want a boy or like a girl. It doesn't really matter as long as they're healthy. And he was like, well, you're not in control of that. And I was like, well, of course not. But he's like, no, but when the child comes, you have to raise it gender neutral and they have to pick their own gender.
Oh, no.
And when that happened, like my mouth dropped and I just started crying. And I said, who are you? I don't know you. And then I was like, the next thing you're going to tell me is that you're going to pull Linda Thompson and Kris Jenner on me and you're going to be like a Bruce Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner. He's like, well, if I became a woman, I wouldn't expect you to stay with me. Uh-huh. And then I started crying again. I was like, who are you? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, I was already pregnant at this time. And I just like remember like shaking and like just, you know, I went to Dianetics for this, but like really just freaking out and just having all these crazy emotions. Like, I don't know this person well enough. Like, he was telling me like, he's really like, he's like, well, if you don't let your baby pick its gender, you're transphobic and you're homophobic. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not. I just like, if it's a girl, raise it like a girl. If it's a boy, raise it like a boy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want like cell phones. I don't want iPads, like no technology. I want it to be very like kind of like old school.
That's and insane. Yeah, that
yeah. And just like we weren't on the same page. And I just felt like, oh, my God, this was my boyfriend for a while. How do I not know this other stuff about him? So
how the hell are you guys going to co-parent?
I'm probably just going to end up a single mom with no communication.
Are you worried about that?
Yeah, it really worries me. Like, I was going to get an abortion and then I was like, I don't think I can do this. Because, like, it's, you know, it's part of me, too. Like, the baby's innocent and, like, oh, Lord, like, it's just, I thought I knew him, like, all the way, you know, being in a committed relationship and dating him for a while. We made music together. We have a song coming out. Like, we did, like, that's really what bonded us is, like, we would write songs together, like, pop music and stuff like that. That's really what got us together. Like, we'd go to Vegas and, you know, just do, like, all this, like, you know, fun stuff. And then when it came, once I said, I'm pregnant, like, which we planned, it was, well, you can't raise your baby with its assigned gender.
That's,
I like that blew my mind. Like, I can't even believe I'm telling you this right now.
But how do you end up in the position of even having a kid with someone if you didn't know that they had that sort of attitude?
Because I think he kept it as like a secret.
Surprise.
Like,
gender then, isn't real.
And then talking about if I became a woman.
Oh, so he's thinking about transitioning.
No, he told me, I said, would you transition? And I said, and he said, well, if I became a woman, I wouldn't expect you to stay with me. So it wasn't a yes or no answer. If I became a woman, I would not expect you to stay with me. But no, I'm not gay and I'll fuck 100 girls to prove it. That's what he said.
Wow.
And I was shocked. Like, I was sitting in my car because I had just, like, you know, got done. I had to pull over. I was so shocked from hearing this. It was on the phone with him. And I just start crying. And I'm just like, how did I not know this side of him? I didn't find out till I was pregnant. So, and then I had to tell him, he's like, if you don't accept me, like, in my future child for its unknown sexuality, then we are not together. You're a horrible person. You deserve to die. And I was like, oh my God. Like, what? Like, and I just started crying and I had no words. And then I called this friend that I had and she kind of advised me, you know, just say that you accept him. So like, I lied through my teeth. I was like, hey, like, however you feel about gender, sexuality, like, however you feel, cool. Like, I accept you for however you feel. Cause I have a baby on the way with him. I'm trying to like say whatever I can. I don't want him to leave me, you know, but I didn't find out this stuff about him until I was pregnant. This was never, you don't just go on a date, you know, your first, second, third date, whatever it is, or, you know, start being together. And you're like, hey, so like, if we had a kid together, like, what would you mind if I raised it like a boy if it was a girl?
I just feel like people who have that sort of attitude probably manifest it in a lot of other ways in their life. Like, that's probably all they fucking talk about because that's typically
and I had
how
no
progressive
idea.
People are. Yeah.
I had no idea. I was blindsided. I started crying. I'm traumatized from that, to say the least. Like, I have gay friends. I love my gay friends. I have trans friends. My friend Ava. Like, I love my trans friend, gay friends.
Shout out Ava.
Shout out to Ava. On. Yeah, she told me you're about to have her on. But do I want to raise my child to where it has a choice? I want to raise my child if it's a boy, if it's a boy, if it's a girl, it's a girl.
Uh-huh.
Very simple. Like, call me old fashioned, you know?
Right.
But that's just how I feel. Like, you know?
I mean, we don't need to do anything too overt. But like with my kid, I mean, she's obsessed with fucking Disney princesses.
Yeah.
She puts on the dresses all the time. She always wants to wear a dress.
But that's how I was.
She's obsessed with ballerinas and ballet. And she's never taken, you know, like she thinks Spider-Man is cool.
Yeah.
But it's not really like, she doesn't want to like be Spider-Man. She's
exactly.
more into the princesses and stuff. It's so interesting seeing how kids just gravitate towards stuff that is like very specifically for their gender.
Exactly. And the way that he was like, for example, like I told him this, I knew this guy like in preschool and I graduated like, you know, with him like later. His parents like would come up to Pete, like people would come up to his parents in preschool and say, your kid is gay. And now he's like the biggest gay guy. You know what I'm saying? But that was preschool.
Well,
so I feel like some people are like born like that.
I think
but
so.
Like,
I think most people.
Yeah, I think most people are. I don't really understand it. I mean, I'm willing to learn. But you shouldn't be talking, like, when it comes to him, you shouldn't be talking about my unborn child like this, especially when you wanted this, too.
Sure.
I think that's very inappropriate. I do not accept that. I do not stand by that whatsoever. And I was very loyal to him. I never cheated on him. And I was, like, for his birthday, I got him, like, this, like, little card stuff, like, open when you're mad at me or open when you miss me, like kissed, like paper and cut it out. And, like, you know, all I really do with my life now is my dogs. Getting ready for the baby, living in my Tennessee home, making music, going to vocal lessons.
So you just come out to LA once in a while?
Well, yeah, I come out for like studio time and stuff because I'm working. But I used to come out for him and bring my dogs and stuff. And then I just learned a lot about him after I got pregnant. So all this time that we were dating, I knew this different person.
Uh-huh.
And then once I got pregnant, bam, like it's somebody I have don't know whatsoever.
Right. Well,
I feel very like betrayed, very cheated. And he hurt me so much by cheating on me. I felt like it was the end of the world. Like I have your kid on the way and you're FaceTiming me while having sex with another girl. And I'm screaming, saying, I love you. Why are you doing this to me?
Uh-huh.
There was no reason for him to do this to me. It was bullying. And, you know, he told me like, you know, what I came to conclusion is I'm physically not his type.
Really?
Like he clearly finds her more attractive, you know, to give up every, you know, a baby with me, my relationship with him. You know, he introduced me to everyone, like I said, but like now everyone knows that he's a dirty cheater and as they should, because what he did to me is very foul and very wrong.
Okay. Well, hopefully everything works out with that and
yeah.
the kid and everything. Sorry to hear
I
that.
I hope everything's good with your child and life and everything.
Why was there a, Well, okay, let's rewind it to the Dr. Phil era. Yeah. Like, what were you trying to accomplish at that point by doing that stuff?
So actually, they reached out to me. I did not reach out to them. And they were like, hey, we have a script for you. What do you like the script? I said, well, tell me about it. They told me about it. They gave me the script. And I was like, well, this isn't really like me. Like, I really would like to do music.
What kind of stuff was in the script?
Like everything I said on there. And they said, well, if you don't want to do the script, we have four people lining up that will take the script. And I was like, do you know what? If I was like, I'm just going to do this now and humiliate myself and cross my fingers, I go viral, which I did. I got like 30 million views altogether from it, more, and crossed my fingers. Like, you know, in a few years, I'm going to look back and not care. And that's exactly what happened. I did that to kind of get to where I wanted to be now. And yeah, it is a little embarrassing, but it's reality TV. Yeah. It's not real. Right. So,
but it's most people like have a very hard time.
Like, I think with the Bad Baby stuff, because her mother was involved, it was real. I think once your parents are involved, it was just me.
Because we were kind of looking at you as like a Bad Baby imposter of sorts, like sort of going out of your way, but it felt a little bit contrived. Like, oh, maybe this isn't really.
Yeah,
real.
It wasn't real whatsoever. And then I brought my own clothes and they put me the same outfit as Bad Baby's clothes.
Really?
And I was like, that is very weird. The only thing I could choose was my shoes and like my jeans. They put me in the same tank top. They wanted me to wear like the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. And I actually punched a wall. And I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm leaving. They like locked me in this like little room and had to talk with me. You know, we're about to go on stage. Just read the script. And then I went on the stage and somebody tried to attack me with the audience member.
Why?
To get me riled up.
Oh, really?
Because I walked in like very like, you know, calm, and I knew I was going to say I was going to not do the script and flip it. So like, you know, to talk about positive things about me. So then they got me riled up.
They probably just wouldn't have ran that.
Yeah, it was staged, I found out. So like, basically, I went on the Dr. Phil and they cut me halfway through. They're like, cut. Jesse, what are you doing? Stick to the script. If you don't stick to the script, we have more people waiting. You can either stick to script and read the script or we're kicking you off. And that's exactly what happened. So I was like, do you know what? I put my hands up. I was already on stage. I said, do you know what? I'm just going to read the script. I'm just going to stick to what we talked about. I'm going to stick to everything that you guys said. Whatever. I'm already here. Why not? I try to bring up that I do music and, you know, really positive things about my life. And
that would be really boring for them.
That's what I'm saying. So they're like, cut, just stick to the script. What are you doing? They're like, we didn't agree to this. And I was like, well, you guys are making like kind of like making it something it's not. You
know? Think all Dr. Phil's shit is like that?
So my best friend Claire was on
forever.
It. Well, it's over now.
I've seen a few clips.
Hers was 100% real. My friend's was 100% real.
Really?
I think mine is, they saw that I was like, you know, getting traction from Ice Poseidon and Sam Pepper. I'm sorry, excuse me. And they just wanted like, they wanted a show and I gave them a show.
Right.
So
sometimes you got to sacrifice yourself.
I feel like I sold
myself. To the viral gods.
Yeah, to the viral gods.
What, you regret that?
Not really. Cause now I kind of like knew how I'd feel in the future. Like I'm going to look back and be like, this doesn't even matter anymore. So, I mean, I was 21. I'm 26 in 3 days.
What's the state of the Jesse Taylor hate mob? Because when I was browsing YouTube, I was finding some interesting stuff.
So
of people
basically,
who hate you.
So that is a 55-year-old man from Seattle that I call the FBI on, and he has charges against him. He's facing 2 years in prison.
With the weird like
with the
robot
weird
voice
stuff.
Thing?
Yes, that is him. He posted a picture of me in a coffin. So he's actually, his name is Samuel Christie, and he's 55 years old. He's 500 pounds. He can't even leave his bed. He lives in Washington. And then he also leaked OnlyFans stuff of me. So the FBI is involved. Shout out to my special agent. You know who you are. And they're working very hard. He just escaped the mental hospital.
Really? He weighs
like,
500 pounds and he escaped?
Yeah, he escaped. He jumped out of the car, apparently.
What the fuck?
On the way to the mental hospital. I know, because I was following up and they got him locked up.
Being that fat, jumping out of a car, you might be able to get a mean roll going there, you know? Sort of insulates
guess.
All your bones.
And then
and
I guess
shit.
It's like I don't really know too much about this person because I don't speak to this person, but this person will like call my dad and call me and say, like, he called me and left me like a little thing and told me, I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to take you upstairs. I'm going to shoot your dogs right in front of you. And I'm going to stick your Barbie dolls that you have down your throat and kill you. And I'm going to shoot you. So I was living in fear for like 8 months of my life. And then the FBI got involved and I'm like, I feel a little better, but he hasn't been arrested yet, but he hasn't posted in 20 days. So maybe he has been arrested. Maybe he died. I'm not sure what's going on with him.
But do you have a lot of people like this?
No. Oh. I have like maybe like one other person like that.
Okay.
So it's just like people that I don't know that I've never met that are like from that. He found me through Ice Poseidon.
Mm.
So it's like, it was like kind of trickling from a long time ago. Maybe one person followed me from the hate mob, but it's been mostly positive from the community, and just like my comment section is mostly positive now. Cause I, you know, I don't post like explicit stuff on my only, on my Instagram anymore. I don't do anything for attention anymore. I'll admit I was a clout chaser,
right.
But now I'm just like, I just want to do music. I go to vocal lessons. This is all I want to do. I really don't care about being internet famous. Got me nothing but problems.
What genre are you trying to insert like yourself into? Like pop type
country,
shit?
Yeah. Pop country, like pop. And you know what? I just, you know, I love writing music and I just love doing what makes me happy. And, you know, it's just, I look back at who I was like 4 years ago and I'm just like, why was I like this? Like, I can't even wrap myself around why I wanted this attention so bad and wanted this internet fame. Cause now I do have it. You know what
the
I'm saying?
The cloud chasing just,
now
you
I
just
have
look
it
back
and
on
just
that
like,
and you regret it?
I do because I have the followers now and I look back and I'm like, this really doesn't, like, I love my followers, obviously. And I love doing music, but that's all I really, I guess, care about now, like, is the people that truly do support me, stream my music and comment in my section, like in the comment section. I appreciate those people, the people that have gone out of their way. Like, I had this fan like show up to my studio session and bring me like stuffed animals and stuff like that. I've really changed around my image to who I used to be.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I did my music video that came out yesterday, Crying in Calabasas. Go stream it.
Saw that.
Thank you. And I worked very hard on that. And my producer, Luke, we did it like we did it remotely. He lives in Missouri. And I was crying in Calabasas actually over smoke perp. And
Gotta do that in Calabasas.
Well, I used to actually move to Calabasas. So I ended up living in Calabasas for a while.
Right.
So and I moved out because I went to Vegas and then I bought my house in Tennessee and I'm really happy there. Uh-huh. I don't think I'd ever move back here, but I do like coming here and like, you know, I love it here. I love like, you know, kind of the opportunities and stuff because Nashville is very different. I don't know anyone in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's just very boring. It's very different, but
it's just a bunch of chicks and sundresses and fucking cowboy boots hanging yeah. out around there, huh?
Yeah. And like, you know, nobody really cares about like TikTok or something. So if I'm like, oh, this is me, like in LA, they praise you and they're like, who cares, you know?
Right, for so. Sure. So, okay, you're
totally. We talked about so much.
You're totally done with drugs and alcohol
yeah,
and everything.
I never did alcohol. I did alcohol okay. when I was like 15.
Uh huh.
Yeah, drugs over since 2021. So, yeah, I'm just like, the way I talk, the way I carry myself, my life is just so different.
You're not on any kind of antidepressants or anything?
No.
Okay.
I can't be, I'm pregnant.
Oh, you have to get off those to get pregnant?
I don't want to take anything when I'm pregnant. Yeah.
Interesting.
But I'm just, you know, I think it was just like maturing and just like, I got what I wanted at the end of the day when I was young. I wanted to be internet famous. I got what I wanted. And when I got that, I felt like, you know, I even bought my house. I own it outright. Even after all that, I was like, all I want to do is music. I just want to sing and dedicate my life to this. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you get what you want, sometimes it's not what you think it is. So, I mean, I'm not the biggest person in the world. I have like almost 600,000, but that's still more than other people, you know. Uh-huh. I would have killed for that a long time ago.
Right.
And I'm glad I didn't get it at that time because Lord knows what I would have been doing.
Did you get deleted at one point or did you get it back?
No, so TikTok's never been deleted.
Oh, but TikTok. Instagram followers?
It was almost 300,000.
And how many do you have now?
I have an account with 80,000. I have another account with 100, and then I run a meme page.
What meme page?
Just like a small one. It's like 60K.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. This is a screenshot of where your life is at right now.
Yeah.
Because somehow I feel like in the future there's going to be a lot of interesting updates.
Yeah, and you know, I was at the studio for 6 hours today. I have a really nice song coming out, and I have this song with my, that me and my ex did that I wrote. It's very like kind of Katy Perry like. Uh-huh. And yeah, like I guess I'm okay with being boring now.
I feel like you're the Katy Perry of our generation.
Stop.
Not that I'm necessarily part of your generation because I'm old as fuck, but.
Well, I'm 25, so I'm like, yeah, but like I've just changed so much. And I feel like you've changed a lot too.
I'm boring.
You became a dad.
You said that you got sober on like basically New Year's 2021.
Yeah.
I got sober on New Year's 2019.
Oh my God. Congratulations.
Which is kind of weird. I got really,
You were on like everything basically.
I was just drinking and doing coke and I would take Xans here and there and stuff like that. I was pretty much just doing whatever. Like you could easily persuade me to do any fucking drug realistically. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah.
I just had to let it go. Yeah.
Yeah. And plus you're a dad now. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And I work my ass off. I can't be getting fucked up.
Love it.
Yeah.
So it makes you happy.
I can't be coming in here with like a weird Xan hangover.
Oh no. That would be horrible. And it's not a good example for your kid.
No. So. Totally. Yeah. Gotta raise a Xan free kid for sure. All right. So what do you want people to check out?
So you can go check out my single Crying in Calabasas. I'm only saying this because my dad is pushing me to say this. OnlyFans.com/Jessie Bray Taylor.
So
I told my dad I was coming on here. He's going to be watching this whole thing. So please try to edit me as appropriately as possible.
What's up, Pops?
He was like, you know, if you go there, I want to see you with a shirt that says OnlyFans.com/Jessie Taylor, Jessie Ray Taylor, and a hat and everything. He's like, Dad, I'm not doing that.
It's kind of trashy.
I was like, Dad, he's like, who cares? Just be a sellout. I'm like, Dad, he's like, go make money. I was like, I don't care. Like, no, like I'm good. Like,
much.
No, thank you.
If
like,
they really
I just
want it,
don't care.
Find out, right?
Yeah. If they want it, like, it's not like I'm known for doing it.
Let me
guess.
You have a link tree in the Instagram bio.
I do.
Like
every
other fucking girl.
But like, I kind of keep it kind of like, I'm not talking about it. I'm not crazy about it. If people want to, like, if they know I have an OnlyFans, they have an OnlyFans. I'm not going to say, hey, go subscribe to my OnlyFans. Like, I'm not, if it, you know, could do whatever you want, honestly.
Right.
So.
How do you promote it, though?
I think it's just, like, the same people. Mm. And, like, maybe, like, people from TikTok that went to my Instagram and clicked the link in the bio.
Are you done doing the skits and the TikTok shit?
Yeah. I would say just because
you're just over it.
I don't do vlogs anymore. I used to like vlog all the time. I don't do streams anymore. I don't do TikTok. I'm just over the internet. I grew up. I just want to make music.
So this is your retirement from the internet interview? You just want to be taken serious as an artist now?
Yeah, basically. But, you know, I'm very talented. Mm. I'm very confident when I say that. I believe I can be great. And despite my crazy, wild past, you know, no one stays the same. Everyone grows up, everyone changes, you know? And I feel the most mature, the most stable, financially stable. I'm really happy at this point in life. And even if I do become a single mom, which probably is going to happen if I keep the baby,
So it's still an if you'll keep the baby right now. You might still.
Yeah, it just, you know, my dad and, you know, other people are advising me, like, what are you doing? Like, this guy is, like, cheating on you. And,
how old
you know,
are you?
I'm 25. I'm about to be 26 in 3 days.
I feel like you should probably not have the baby if it's an option.
Yeah, I can go tomorrow if I want. And I was ready. I had the nursery in my house.
I mean, it's whatever you feel ready
for. Yeah, it just.
But
I feel like if I have this baby, like, I don't see myself dating for a few years.
You're still young. You're still, it's going to like shape your whole fucking life. If you're not going to be with the guy, I feel like it's probably
going to be hard.
Easy
you
decision.
You have Lena to help you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We planned it out. You know, I waited till I was fucking 36 or 37 to have a kid, you know?
And you know what? You probably go like, my dad goes to Disney all the time. My dad has, with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
New
it's
children.
The most important thing in the world to me. And I guarantee you that if I had a kid when I was 21 or whatever, that I would have been the shittiest fucking dad. I would have been totally absent, just like all the rappers that I know. And I would have tried to stay in touch. But ultimately, I was too ambitious. I wasn't going to fucking do it. And it's just going to hold you back like crazy. And
that's what, you know, a lot of people are telling me.
Yeah.
It was something, you know, as like a woman, like, you know, I felt like, oh my God, I'm getting old. I'm almost 30. Like my time is ticking. You know, so I was just like, I just want to have a kid, like, you know, and he gave me it. And then once it came, like once I said I'm pregnant, totally switched up on me, even though it was planned.
I'm going to be real with you. Like, yeah. You know that mentality you have to get into when you are breaking up with a guy?
Yeah.
Where it's like, this is going to hurt. I don't want to be a dickhead to this person, but I'm going to have to be kind of cruel and just really...
To just cut it off.
I'm just going to have to cut it off.
And I think that's what's going on.
That's kind of how I think of the baby. It's like, you don't want to kill this little motherfucker, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's just not the right time. It's not... Yeah. You're not going to be with the guy. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah, honestly, I have like one... I have tonight to kind of make that decision.
Yeah.
So... It's going to be really hard.
I don't push it too hard in one direction. No, yeah.
And I appreciate your advice. Mm-hmm. I definitely, you know, take it into consideration. You're not the only one to tell me this. But, you know, it really sucks that he was my, it even hurts even more. He was my best friend. You know, we did a lot of things together. I felt like he was somebody I could confide in, somebody I could trust. And the thing is, I get confused, as many people in, you know, that have some type of fame do. Is that even if you've known somebody for a long time, that doesn't, you know, mean that you should trust them with everything in you.
A little bonus reason that I would say maybe you should do that is that I don't think anybody who thinks that you should choose your own fucking gender should be having kids.
That is a good point.
Listen, if you end up wanting to change your gender once you get a bit older, then
And he called me transphobic. Sure. For that, like, that's crazy.
And obviously, you'd probably be raising the kid without him, but still, like, and I don't know. It's just such a perverted way of thinking about the world.
I said, why are you trying to, like, manifest that? And I called my dad. And I was like, Dad, like, he's losing it. Like, you know, my dad called him and he was like, yeah, so, like, your daughter, like, you know, she doesn't accept what might happen. And my dad's like, well, why are you talking about an unborn child like that? Like, right. What is wrong with you? So my dad even stepped in and was like, what you're saying is totally wrong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where my family is like very conservative and I do consider myself a conservative. And I wouldn't want that for my kid. You know, people that are in that lifestyle, they have kind of like, you know, hard stuff. And I will be friends with those people. I love some of my closest friends in my life are gay. Mm-hmm. But do I want my kid to be like that?
No. You don't need to be making a decision about what your kid's going to be doing in terms of that.
And they're not like, you know, so it's whatever. I have a little time to think about it. And, you know, if I want to do this on my own, I can do it on my own. I have a house. I have a 2-story house in Tennessee that I can easily raise the kid with. But it's the time and it's being by myself.
I'm going to end up on some kind of conservative watchdog list because I just told you that I think you should have an abortion, but hey, fuck it. That's just my real advice.
It's okay.
Jesse, you seem like you're in a pretty decent spot in your life.
Thank you so much.
There
really
is part of me that doesn't know what the fuck to think of you, but there's another part of me that empathizes with you and wants to see you do well in life.
Thank you so much.
And either way, you're a very fascinating person.
I think you're so fascinating.
Thank you.
You have hair now.
I do.
Since last time I seen you.
Shout out to the miracle of modern technology that got me 2 hair transplants. I'm about to get a third too, I think.
Really? Congratulations.
I got to find somebody who's down to do it for free. Yeah.
Like Tyga, like how they went, did the hair transplant overseas in Turkey.
I'm not going to Turkey though. I did my last one in Beverly Hills and it's way better than having to go overseas and do it. Yeah.
That's cool. Well, tell Lena I said hi.
For sure.
I hope your daughter, all the best for your daughter.
What, they used to call you Lena the Slug?
They do. They still call me that. So, okay, now before we end, do we have to explain
this? Lena would never support that kind of bullying for the record.
So basically, people used to call me in the stream days, and they still do. I get the slug. I literally made merch out of it because people were making fun of me. But Lena's beautiful.
Thank you.
Never saw it as like an insult. They just thought I was the Walmart version of Lena. That's all it was.
Lena identifies as a slug because the college that she went to, their mascot is the banana slugs.
The banana slugs. That's
so
funny.
Lena is a slug in her own way. And she accepts that. She identifies as a slug.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I never thought of it as an insult. I kind of thought it was like, oh, I'm like, when they're saying this, they're just like, oh, she looks similar to her, but she's like the Walmart version. Plus, Lena's a lot bigger than me. So, you know, at that time, people were like, oh, she just, the cheaper version of Lena. So.
It's all right. Yeah. I mean, I see people getting called Adam 23 all the time, Adam 21, whatever. Yeah. So, you know, that's all right.
It's not an insult to me. She's beautiful.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Jesse, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Thank you. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com. And please drop a comment because I need to know what y'all thought of this fucking interview. What do you think of Jesse Taylor? Let's get into it. Appreciate you.
Bye, guys.